Good morning, Bijan.
Yeah, good morning. How are you, Miriam?
Thank you. Right. What brought you to Oroville?
Fate, I guess. Yeah, you see, I have lived many years in north of India, and it's amazing that I never got a chance to come to the south. I'd heard so much about Oroville over the years, but I guess this time fate played it and I got a chance to come to Oroville. I was with my daughter traveling the south. We went to Kerala, which is like heaven. I had never been to Kerala before. I loved it. We went for the snake boat race. And then we went to Kanyakumari for the full moon. And then thereafter, landed in Oroville. And I have loved it from the moment we arrived.
What fate got to do with it?
I guess everything's got to do with fate and karma, right? That's what I believe. You plant a seed, and then once you plant a seed, the fate of the seed is to grow if you water it well, right? I guess that's fate, in short, not.
Otherwise, as I heard, you are a professor or teaching somewhere.
Yes, I'm a faculty member in Iran. I teach in two of the universities, Azad University and Payam Nur. And every year I take 2-3 trips to India, and this is the longer trip version, because we have holidays now back there home. Holidays going on, and it's the best chance to move around.
What do you teach?
Well, I did my PhD in education, educational psychology, and psychology is the field that I really work on, but also sociology and philosophy are two of the other subjects which I work on.
So are you going to teach something here too?
It depends on the opportunity. I have been looking around to see if I can be useful. I would love to be useful. Not that I know much, I don't know anything, but if there is anything that I could be of some help, why not? I would love to be a part of the whole society, why not?
So you haven't really made a plan?
Well, I've spoken to some of the old Orovillians. For example, Jaya has been really helpful in scheduling some things and giving me some information about the different areas. I'm meeting people now and trying to see where we can be useful. In fact, what we have in mind is to maybe invite a group of classical musicians from Iran to perform here, maybe in a few months' time, and also maybe a theater group. That's the art part. But as far as the exchange program is concerned, I have been talking to different communities, not yet so seriously, but yes, I guess in another few days that I'm here, we're going to make that also happen. And it's possible that we send some students also from back home to join the family here, and maybe for a few days come in some programs, get involved and learn a few things.
What about poetry?
Well, yes, poetry is beautiful. In fact, again, we were speaking to a couple of Orovillians. It would be nice to... Because, you see, Persian poetry is very vast. We have a few hundred years of philosophy and poetry mixed together. We have guys like Omar Khayyam that you must have heard of, Maulana, Maulavi you must have heard of, and so on. If there is an opportunity about that, yes, we could maybe work on that also. If you want, I can recite a couple of poems for you. Yeah.
You said you are on the field of education, so you probably are familiar with the integral education?
Integral education? Yes, integral education also. You see, distance education is what now back home the university guys are really working on, because everybody is so busy in their fields and not much time to move around, and everybody is the elder generation is working, and they have realized that education has not ended for them, and they are pursuing more education, but because of their field of work and the time schedules they have, they have not much of time to attend the classes. So maybe a distance education program is what in Iran is being worked on hard. Yeah, in Iran, all the universities are highly in demand. Like we have a concours, which is the entry to the university, and it's always packed with youngsters as well as middle-aged people who really want to get into the university and pursue further in their educational levels. So I guess if things work even better, things in Iran could really look even brighter than what it is. We have lots of youngsters in the universities. And amazingly, 70% of the people who pursue education in Iran are girls and the ladies. And my classrooms are filled with ladies. And in a class of, say, 37, I have 5 boys and the remaining are the girls, you see. It's sometime the whole class is just girls and we only have one boy or, you know. So I guess in Iran now the girls and the ladies are getting better opportunities than the guys to pursue with their education. I guess that has got to do with the fact also that guys feel more responsible in making more money and trying to build a life. That way they get into businesses, they look into the financial aspect more than the educational aspect. But the ladies now in Iran have great chances, and I'm happy that they really pursue it too.
But that is also the sign that maybe the women are more respected in the society in general?
Well, as the history goes from the Persian Empire time till now, I guess Iranian women have always been looked up by the men. Of course, media does play a lot of tricky things, saying that maybe women are not so free in Iran. But I think women in Iran have a very good standing, and that's what I see. They do have good opportunities, and they are respected and looked up. And in every field, like be it a government job or private enterprises, you see women all through, everywhere.
You wanted to spread some love with words, with poems, right?
Yeah, sure, if you would like to.
That would be in Farsi?
Yes, but I have the translations also, so it wouldn't be like Greek to anybody. We could maybe start with Maulana Rumi, which I'm sure many of your listeners know about the guy. Maulana had a very interesting life, and the Sufism is actually nowadays based on him. Not based on him, but he's become like a show window of Sufism. And it was a couple of years ago, I saw in one of Madonna's clips also that they had Sufis dancing. And I guess so it's even affecting the pop music and all. There is a thing here, if you would like, I'll recite. Yeah, it's in, of course, translation. So, and also in translation, a lot of meaning is lost, but the gist of the point may be there. For example, he says, I died as a mineral and became a plant. I died as a plant and rose to animal. I died as animal and I was a man. Why should I fear? When was I less by dying? Yet once more I shall die as a man, to soar with angels blessed, but even from angelhood I must pass on. So he goes on and on and on, and this is amazing that I was telling one of the Orwellians the other day that we have the Darwin theory of evolution, and Darwin is a recent scientist, and everybody talks about that, you know, theory. Even I talk about it in the class. But this gentleman was some 800 years ago, he was there, and at that time Darwin's forefather also was not born, and yet he's talking about evolution. So evolution, I guess, has been searched for and found, you know, even at those times. So I feel these guys had it all and worked it out. There's this point he has made in the end. I would like to recite that also. It says, "You seek knowledge from books. What a shame. You are an ocean of knowledge hidden in a dewdrop." I mean, it's great. So I guess what he means is a drop of water itself has so much in it to learn from. And once you know the drop, the meaning of the whole thing, the concept, I guess the ocean also is understandable. Then if you would like, I can recite some of Rubaiyat of Omar Khayyam also. That's also in English and Persian. Persian wouldn't make sounds, sense. So I will, I guess, recite one of the English ones. In one of the things he says, "We are the puppets and fate, the puppeteer." You were talking about fate and what fate has to do with it. It says, "We are the puppets and fate, the puppeteer." This is not a metaphor, but a truth sincere. On this stage, what he means is the whole life. Fate, for some time, our moves steer into the chest of non-existence, one by one disappear. So it's the whole fate which goes on. There is a same point, another meaning, another translation. It goes, "The hands of fate play our game. We, the players, are given a name. Some are tame, others gain fame. Yet in the end, we are all the same." It was so beautiful.
Yes, it is. Have you read any of Sri Aurobindo and the Mother works?
Yes, of course. And beautiful, beautiful poetry. And it's so amazing that I feel all this spiritualism goes together hand in hand. And they all talk about the same thing. And they all talk about love and unity and happiness and joy of being one.
One, I said. Spiritual part is always the same, right?
Yes, it is. It is for sure. All the paths, even if the paths are different, but the aim and the point we are heading to is the same. That's what I think it is. Yeah. Museum Louvre, and they have a piece of stone, which is of Cyrus the Great, his saying, of 2,500 years age, okay? And it talks about the mankind and freedom of mankind, and actually is the first charter of UN was written, I think, 2,500 years ago when Cyrus the Great wrote it. So I believe in that too. I believe in freedom. I believe in honesty. I believe in love and being one. It's so unfortunate that sad things happen in the world. But again, I can only hope that sad things one day get over and utopia happens. Oroville is an example of good thoughts, good process, and you guys have proved that actually from a dream things can come up. But also in Oroville I hear there are some problems sometimes, but it does not mean if there are problems the whole concept is going to go wrong. No. Problems come up always in life, always in situations, and I'm sure dialect and love can make everything work well. Sun will rise tomorrow also, but that does not mean I have to take everything for granted. We have to strive for the best. We have to learn and also put whatever we learn in the process of making things better. If we keep learning and keeping it to ourselves, is no good. We keep learning that love is good. We keep learning that friendship is good. We have to help each other. And we should, for sure, do that. Yeah.
So what impressed you the most insofar in Oroville?
The love, the dream. It's perfect. And, Matriman, there is a perfect example that over the years everybody has put in a hand and made such a beautiful thing. You know, today I was there, and the beauty of it, it's nothing religious about it. It's just everybody's left to his or her own thoughts and the way you want to be, and I like that. You know,
have you been in India Chamber?
Yes, every day. Every day morning I take time and I go. And I wish that maybe one of the evenings at twilight, maybe I can get a chance and get in. And that, I guess, also has a process. What I've noticed in Oroville, everything has a way, you know, like a newcomer has to find things and slowly by slowly become a part of the whole society. So I'm learning my ways now, and I'm hopeful that very soon I'll be there on the twilight.
It's about sincerity and love.
Yes, it is about that, and I'm trying to be sincere, and of course love I love.
I found it's okay if it's a procedure, because if you really want to, then you will invest 3 days of your time and really focus what is in there, why. No?
Yeah, I accept this. In fact, the other day, the first day with my daughter, we were here and she wanted to get in, and then the procedure was there and she was saying, why can't we get in? Then there were some noisy tourists around us, and I was giving their example and saying that if everybody would be allowed to get in without respecting the whole concept, then it would be a mess. And yes, 100% I understand, and I agree with this fact that it has to go through a procedure, and I'm enjoying the procedure. I'm not complaining. I'm just hopeful, hopeful that things happen sooner. You know, it's like you hope that I'm used to my mama's cooking, and it's for some time I haven't had her cooking. Mm-hmm. So I'm just hopeful that very soon again I get her, you know, to cook for me. But I know it would take time, and also situation has to be right, everything and all the ingredients together. I'm sure, as you said, if you're sincere and you have love in you, things will happen. There's no to think about.
So basically you're just enjoying the ride, which is called life, I would say.
The blessing, which is life. Yes, I consider myself as one of the blessed ones, and life has always been good to me. Even in tough times and rough times, I believe that life wanted to teach me, and God has always been kind, and I'm really feeling blessed, yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Maria.